Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is that part of the liturgical year outside of Advent, Christmastide, Lent, the Easter Triduum, and Eastertide. Ordinary Time falls into two periods, between Christmastide and Lent, and between Eastertide and Advent. We're in the second of those periods now. The word ordinary certainly doesn't mean unspecial or run-of-the-mill, but rather refers to the use of ordinal numbers to count the weeks, 1st through 34th, rather than 1 through 34. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. There are 10 of these. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 15th and 16th century French composer Josquin des Prez, the most famous composer of his time. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear all of these, the introit or entrance, the gradual, which comes after the first reading, the alleluia, which comes after the second, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings of 3 parts of the proper. We'll hear the other 2 in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy 4 of the 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Josquin des Prez's Missa l'Ami Baudichon, which Josquin based on a popular song of his time, which had bawdy lyrics. The title refers to an available friend. This makes Josquin's Mass what's called a parody Mass, although he used only a few notes from the beginning of the song. We'll start with the first sung part of the Mass, the introit. Today's text is Dum Clamarem Ad Dominum from Psalm 54. When I cried out to the Lord, he heeded my call. The Gregorian chant will be sung for us by the Slovakian scholar and singer Marek Klein, a frequent contributor to the Glory of the Mass.
Dum clamarem ad Dominum exaudimit vocem meam. Habis quia propin Domino, et in exaudi Deus orationem meam, et ne respexeris deprecationem meam. Intende mihi, et exaudi me. Dum clamarem ad Dominum, exaudi vid vocem me. Scria propin quant mihi, et humilia viteguas qui estantes cogitatum tuum in Domino, et ipse te
That was today's introit, Dum Clamarem Ad Dominum, sung in Gregorian chant. Now it's time for Josquin des Prez's Mass Ordinary. The early Missa Lami Baudichon dates from the beginning of Josquin's career. Peter Phillips, the director of the Talus Scholars, believes that the name Baudichon was probably given as a nickname for a lusty and swaggering youth. Phillips says that the Mass represents Renaissance artistry at its most skittish. Certainly the Kyrie, though beautifully conceived, doesn't seem to be the earnest plea for mercy that the words indicate. In the Gloria, the concluding section beginning at Qui sedes ad dexterum patris displays youthful exuberance. You can sense Josquin flexing his compositional muscles. Such exuberance is also evident at the start of the Credo. This is fervent music performed here with terrific spirit. Phillips draws our attention to the Et Resurrexit section. This lasts for 157 bars and constitutes a veritable stream of virtuosic music. The performance has great dynamism, and Josquin's music is fast-paced and genuinely exciting. If anyone thinks that Renaissance polyphony is dull, then surely this part of this Mass will change their mind. We'll start with the Kyrie of Josquin's Mass, sung by the Talus Scholars, followed immediately by the Gloria.
Thank you. Oh,
We've heard first the Kyrie and then the Gloria of the Missa La Mi Baudichant by the Renaissance composer Josquin des Prez. Now we come to the gradual of the proper Custodiam me Domine from Psalm 16, Keep Me, O Lord. We'll hear this in a motet version by the Bavarian Baroque composer Johann Hugo von Wilderer, that's Wilderer, who lived about a generation before Johann Sebastian Bach. He was known in his lifetime primarily as a composer of operas, oratorios, and cantatas. His piece would be performed by Enlightenment a cappella. We've heard our gradual for this 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, a polyphonic piece by Johann Hugo von Wilderer. Which brings us to the Alleluia. Here our text is Te Decet Hymnus from Psalm 64. It is fitting, O God, to sing a hymn unto you on Mount Zion. Here we have a motet setting by a composer we've not heard from before on the Glory of the Mass, the 18th century Baroque composer and oboist, Giovanni Benedetto Platti, that's Platti, a contemporary of Handel's.
Sion, et me redetum, ut omnium
That was our Alleluia for the day. It is fitting, O God, to sing a hymn unto you on Mount Zion. Next in order of the Mass comes the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Here's Josquin's setting, again sung by the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
We've heard the Credo, or Nicene Creed, of Josquin des Prez's Missa Lami Baudichon, which brings us to our offertory proper, Ad Te Domine Levavi. Unto you, Lord, have I lifted up my soul. This will be sung for us as a motet by Orlando di Lasso, one of the unquestioned masters of the High Renaissance. The singers are the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Was the offertory of today's proper, Unto You, O Lord, Have I Lifted Up My Soul, performed in a polyphonic arrangement by Orlando di Lasso. Which brings us back to Josquin's Mass Ordinary and the Talus Scholars for the Sanctus.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Josquin des Prez's Missa L'Ami Baudichon. So why not go straight to the fifth and last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God? Again, it's the Talus Scholars with the music of Josquin des Prez. That was the Agnus Dei of Josquin des Prez's Missa L'Ami Baudichon, performed by the Talus Scholars. And now we've arrived at the last musical element of the Mass itself, the Communion proper, with its lovely text from Psalm 83, Passer invenit sibi domum. The sparrow has found herself a home, and the turtle dove a nest in which to lay her young. This is performed for us by the classical meditation players, playing the chant melody on a vibraphone. We've heard today's communion proper, Passer invenit sibi domum, and I'm afraid this ends the music for today's Mass for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, the vibraphone, and Josquin des Prez's Mass Ordinary, and I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 16th Sunday. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com and choose the Glory of the Mass 202. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a lovely summer Sabbath.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.